This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about the Grammy. What's going on? Oh, hold on a second. Steph is like waving me down here. Is everything okay?
I've been trying to get your attention.
What's going on?
So yesterday we were talking about how I was having a dilemma with my dog and trying to bring my dog to a wedding.
Oh boy. Yeah. If you missed it, Steph is invited to a wedding, can't get a dog sitter, wants to bring Momo to the wedding and to the actual wedding, like you want him to sit on your lap.
Super quick ceremony. It'll be, he's a small, well-behaved boy, okay?
Well, you asked the bride and she said, no, don't do it. Okay.
Yeah, the bride said, no, don't do it. And I'm just trying to come up with ways to just kind of convince her because the bride's dogs are going to be in the wedding. Her mom's dogs are going to be in the wedding. So I'm like, hey, you know, it's a quick little 15 minutes with Momo. Well, I just got a text message from the bridesmaid saying, hey, we need to talk.
About that?
I'm guessing it's about that because we rarely talk. And I'm like, should I text her back saying, hey, what's up? Or see what's going on?
You haven't responded to her yet?
No, I'm going to.
Did you get the text? Like just now?
Like a couple minutes ago. That's why I was waving it down.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Trying to get your attention that there's a possible update about the dog situation.
Okay, so you're not in this wedding. You're going as a guest, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she is in the wedding, and she is texting you about this. I think we should. Well, I mean, I definitely think you should respond.
Okay.
See if she wants to come on the show.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
No, you're gonna bring this on the air?
Well, I mean, if she's willing to, see if she wants to. Maybe she heard it on the air yesterday. Or got wind of it, and
oh no, because when people get wind of stuff, and we talk about stuff on the show, and someone gets wind of it, it gets turned around and twisted by the time it gets delivered to the person.
That's why it's important that she gets the story
the
straight
clarification
from us.
Steph.
Okay, so
I'll bring the dog.
She responded. I said, hey, what's up? What's going on? She goes, is it true you want to bring Momo to the wedding?
Oh my gosh, right back. Yes, it's true. Would you call 702-364-9400, please?
Will you
send her a text and see if she wants to talk? If she doesn't, that's totally fine. Totally respect that. Don't, you know, if she doesn't want to bring this on the air. But it would be interesting to see it, like what's going on and see how she feels about the whole situation. I'd really like to get her opinion on you bringing the dog.
And we forgot to remind something if someone missed the conversation. You told us yesterday too that the bride and the mom are both having dogs in this wedding.
Yes, and they've known Momo. They're good friends with Momo. They've met a couple times here and there, but it's not like they're going to be meeting for the first time at the wedding. Again, Momo's a small dog. lap dog, well behaved, only little 15 minutes at the wedding, not the whole entire time. He's not going to be drinking at the open bar with us.
You guys, I get that you love your dogs. I totally get that. And I'm not trying to come down on you, but I don't think any of that matters. I don't think that the dogs that are there matter, because the bride specifically asked you not to bring the dog. She specifically said, please don't bring your dog. And so that's where I think the issue lies. Not that there's already dogs there. She asked you as the bride not to do it, and now you're like trying to fight it. That's the issue, I think.
I think that it's just a little bit hypocritical because her dogs are going to be there.
But they're her dogs, and it's her wedding, and it's her decision. You know what I mean?
Steph, I got your back on this. I think you should get this bridesmaid on the phone, because I have your back on this.
Okay, well,
because if she has an argument, I would more than happy to have your back with the bridesmaid.
Let me text her back asking if we can talk and seeing if she wants to join the show.
Okay, so hang on. Yeah, hang on a second. We're going to get the... Either way,
it's going to get dirty here.
Either way, we'll come back with the answer on whether or not she'll come on, or if she won't come on, well, let's find out what she has to say to you. Yeah. That's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you haven't been following the situation, let's give you a brief recap. Steph was invited to a wedding later on this month, can't find a dog sitter, wants to bring her dog to the wedding. She told her, the bride said, please do not bring the dog. I don't want you to bring the dog. Steph is like, I want to bring the dog. I'm going to bring the dog. You have your dog in the wedding. Why can't my dog come to the wedding? Basically, right? Am I getting this right so far? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to misconstrue anyone here. What's going on? And you got a text like 15 minutes ago from one of the bridesmaids saying that they need to talk to you about it. We asked you to see if they would be willing to come on the show. Did you get an answer from her?
I actually have her on hold. She said that she's willing to come on. And at first I was like, what is it about? And I'm like, is it about bringing Momo to the wedding? And she said yes. And that's all I know so far on what she wants to talk to me about.
Okay, wait. We don't have a ton of time here, but I do want to meet her. Is that her name on there?
Okay. Line one.
Hi, Amy.
Good morning, guys.
Amy, you're a bridesmaid in this upcoming wedding, huh?
I am, yes.
And so you sent a text to Steph this morning regarding the dog. We're gonna like put you on, if you don't mind, on the spot and ask you a bunch of questions. If you're cool with it, and only if you're cool with it, we gotta hit a commercial here. But is this regarding bringing the dog to the wedding? I assume.
Yeah, there's some drama.
Oh no. Steph, you ready for this?
I guess. I mean, we're already deep in. We might as well. We got to hash things out.
Okay, so Amy, do you have like 5 minutes to hang on while we get these commercials out of the way? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Yeah, hang on.
We want to get the commercials out of the way so we can spend some time with Amy.
We've got a lot to discuss. Yeah. Okay, Amy, the bridesmaid, coming up next. She says there's drama. And I'll just sit back here while the house is on fire and observe. It's Mix.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning.
If you are just tuning in, this has been going on the last couple of days. Steph invited to a wedding, can't find a dog sitter. And so she said she was just going to take her dog to the ceremony. And her dog is adorable, Momo, well-behaved dog. She said that she'd take him, put him on her lap, and he would be fine. The bride, she asked the bride about it. The bride asked her not to do it. She said, please don't bring your dog. I would really appreciate you not doing that. But Steph says she wants to do it anyway because there's other dogs in the wedding, so she might as well join the party. Well, this morning she gets a text from Amy, who is actually a bridesmaid in the wedding, and Amy has been so generous and so kind to offer to come on the show. Actually, she didn't offer. We asked her, and she said yes. Hi, Amy. How are you?
Hi, guys.
So you sent Steph a text this morning saying you need to talk to her about this whole situation, and we asked if you'd come on and talk to all of us about it. So what's going on?
The bride has heard the podcast yesterday, and there's a text string with like her and all of us bridesmaids, and she's just really upset about the situation. So I wanted to talk to Steph and just see if we can help sort it out.
Oh my gosh, there's a text message going on between the bride and the bridesmaids about this whole situation.
Yeah.
Is she coming off as upset and frustrated, or what's going on her behalf?
She's upset and frustrated that she's asked you to not do this, and you kind of keep pushing the issue, and then now it's been on the radio.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and Steph was posting about it, too, on her Instagram story. It didn't help getting the bride.
Should you guys be on my side? Man, she heard it, so it caught wind to her, and she listened to it. So we haven't talked about it, really. So, oh, man.
So you're Amy reaching out to Steph to just say, like, please don't bring Momo. Do you want to hear Steph's side as to why she thinks she should bring Momo, or is that irrelevant in your book?
I don't really have, I guess, an opinion at the moment. I just wanted to talk to Steph because obviously we don't want to have any drama.
Yeah. So to my defense, Amy, I've gone through all my options with sitters and the people that I trust. I don't really trust a lot of people. You know, my dog's my baby, as a lot of people know. And I know that this is a destination wedding. We're going to be up in a hotel. But the least amount of time I could put Momo in a hotel would be most beneficial for me and James. So I did ask the bride, and when she said no, it didn't seem like she was frustrated or annoyed. She was pretty polite. She said, hey, please don't bring your dog. And that was it. So I was like, well, this is all my options. I'm hoping that I can just have him for 15 minutes. He'll be in my lap. If it helps, I can put him in a carrier, if that helps. But you know Momo, Amy. He's super sweet. He's well behaved. He doesn't bark. And that's my side. I'm just hoping that maybe I can convince her one more time, or maybe I can have another conversation with her, but that's my side, and I want you to hear me out on that part.
I get it. I personally don't think it's a huge deal, but she does,
and she's the bride.
Well, I'm picking up on hesitation in Amy's voice as if she's holding back something about the bride being upset. But I think the key thing here is, Amy, and I hope the bride understands this, is that Steph exhausted all of her options. It's not like she's, you know, this dog person that has to bring her dog everywhere. She's exhausted all of her options, and she really tried to get things covered. And as far as the reception, it's easy to break away from the reception, run back up to the hotel room and check on Momo. But you want to be there for the ceremony and soak it all in. So I completely understand why she's not doing it to be disrespectful. She kind of has no other options but to do this at the wedding.
But it is coming off as disrespectful because the bride asked her not to. And so here's another question. Like, if it's just 15 minutes, what's 15 minutes extra in the hotel room for your dog?
Well, the hotel isn't just right up. It's not like, hey, let's go downstairs. It's like, I have to go there. I have to get there. It's not just an easy walk up.
So you're going to have to leave after the ceremony to go drop him back off there?
Yes. Like during cocktail hour and stuff like that was our plan to do that.
Go check on him stuff. Yeah. Time to check on him.
Yes, exactly.
Amy, you speak up because you're on this text chain, but the way I see it, it's like Well, I don't want to. Well, I'll just say it. Maybe you shouldn't go to the wedding. Maybe it's just not going to work out. You know, people sometimes RSVP that they can't go because they can't make arrangements. Maybe that's a solution, because if there's a whole text chain about this and the bride is being stressed out, that's just like, she's already stressed out as it is. You don't want to be one of the things that stresses her out, Steph.
Yeah, that's true. And that's where I see what you're saying, Mercedes. It's like, do I not go, or do I miss out on one of my friend's big day because of my dog? It's just, I'm really, really upset.
You go.
I want to go.
Then go. And bring the dog.
I'm going to bring
it. Shouldn't be an issue.
But how disrespectful is that, JC? Like, it just go because she wants to go and bring the dog. Like, the bride asked her, please don't bring the dog. That's disrespectful.
Don't make a spectacle out of the whole thing. But just don't dress up, Momo.
We're literally making this.
I know. We shouldn't be making it. Just go to the wedding and you just show up with Momo.
But
Momo's going to be fine.
Respect the bride.
You know what? If you didn't bring it up, there wouldn't be no text change with Amy, and the bride wouldn't even notice Momo on your lap.
I should have just not brought it up, brought him in, snuck him in, and just had like a big bag and had Momo in there. And then I thought about this too, because her dogs are in the wedding. Maybe she doesn't want me or Momo to upfront the dogs.
Yeah, Momo's a good looking dog.
He looks good in a bow tie. So I'm like, maybe she doesn't want me to, you know, show him off, and because the dogs are the center of the tension. I've thought of that too.
Amy, what do you think? Bottom line, what do you want to say to Steph right now?
Oh, this is such a tough one, because the bride is, I mean, Steph knows her. She's sensitive in general. So I'm not sure that there's a right answer here. I think I understand why Steph wants to bring Momo. Momo is a good dog. I'm not exactly sure what the bride's reasons are for being so adamant about it. And I feel like maybe we should have another conversation with her and see if we can understand what the bigger reasons are behind it.
I just don't think those conversations need to be had. The bride asked her not to do it. And like that, I don't know. Maybe I'm just making this too cut and dry. But if the bride wants something, let the bride have what she wants. It's not up to the guests.
I think it's worth one more conversation.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just going to try one more time. I'm going to have this conversation with her and be like, hey, I know you're talking to your bridesmaids about it. I caught wind of it. I know you've caught wind about me talking about it. Let's hash it out. If I don't want to cause any more drama, let's just talk about it and let's see what she says.
Mercedes, you brought the kid argument too. If you say no kids at the wedding and someone wants to bring a kid. I was thinking about this a lot last night. I put myself in Steph's situation, because we said no kids at our wedding. And if we had a friend that reached out to us that we're excited to be at the wedding, and they said, listen, I tried all my options to get a sitter, but everyone's out of town, I can't do anything, it's either bring the kid or stay home, I'd be like, you know what? Bring the kid. Because it's more important to have you, the person that means so much to me, you and James, have you at my wedding.
Yes.
And I can deal with Momo for the 15 minutes. I know how respectful you are with your dog. Same thing with the kid. Okay, I'd rather have you there. Sure, I don't want kids there. But listen, I understand you tried all options. I'll make the exception for you. Bring your kid to the wedding. I would make the exception if I was the bride.
But that's you. She was asked that and she said, no, please don't bring it. So you should respect what the bride says. Like, why can't we just say, okay, chalk this up to a loss? We can't do it. JC, why don't you watch the dog? If you're so like adamant about it, why don't you watch Momo?
Would you trust me with Momo?
I don't know if I trust Jackson with Momo, and that's why I have not asked JC.
How about James stays back at the hotel for the ceremony with Momo, and then you go and check on both of them, and then bring James back to the reception?
I really want James to be there. They're friends too, so that's not, I don't want...
Well, it's either you or no one. I think at this point.
I mean, hey, if I don't go and she doesn't want me, then sure. But I'm going to talk to her one more time. That's just kind of the decision I've made. And that's just because
I want to be on the call with you.
Okay. You want one of, I mean, I'm more guns the better.
I'm more fired up about this. I don't see what the issue is. I understand the issue, but I can, why can't we just see past this? Just be understanding.
The fact that you don't see the issue is so disrespectful. She kindly said, please don't do this. It's my wedding. That's the issue, that you're like, well, I want to do it anyway.
It's this. Well, she has no other option. It's just the ceremony.
Then you just don't go. There's times like I couldn't find a sitter, and we didn't go. like, that's for my kids. Like, okay, I can't, our sitter's unavailable. We're going to have to pass this time. So sorry. I'll send a nice gift and that's that. Like, stop.
You say
stop
pass this, this time like it's a dinner. It's a wedding. It's going to be your own. It's your special moment. And I want Steph and James to
and
be
I
there.
Don't like this drama. I just want it to end. If she doesn't want me there anymore because of the dog, then that's fine. But I need some closure. I need some closure.
Amy, thank you so much for calling. And thank you for being on the show. I know that probably was like a shocker when we asked you to come on. And I really appreciate you taking the time and letting everybody know what's going on. Yeah, I don't know what's happening here. But Amy, thank you. I hope this gets resolved.
Me too. Amy, I thank you for taking the time to do this. I'm sorry to put you in a difficult situation, but I appreciate you talking to me, and I'll talk to the bride. I'll talk to the bride.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
We're running so late here. We got the mega minute.
Yeah.
Why don't we just hit break, regroup here, and come back.
I'm like trying like to need, stay calm, like, but
phones
I just,
are going crazy too. By the way,
people, yeah, people are texting. People are have their opinions. They're calling. It's yeah. I'm trying to like not lose my mind here.
All right, let's hit a break, regroup, and come back with a mega minute. It's Mix 94.1.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.